Cause and effect. Have you ever stopped to really think about it? On the basic level, it's simple. Drop egg on floor, egg breaks. Hit glass with hammer, glass breaks. Jump off roof, break leg. Insult wife at dinner party, sleep on couch. Spend more than you make, go broke. Most people can grasp these basic rules of cause and effect. Now let's take it a step further. What about a butterfly flapping its wings in the jungle regions of Indonesia and affecting the outcome of a world leader election in the year 2031? Is it possible? I think it is possible. Now that we've given our imaginations a little exercise, let's get back to the here and now. As a conscious thinking person, you make decisions or choices every second. Some good, some bad. Each decision you make and follow through on will affect not only that moment in time, but also every other moment in time also. You cannot escape from cause and effect because you are a product of cause and effect. Creation or existence equal cause. Life or consciousness equal effect. When you are born, you begin to experience the power of cause and effect. As you grow older, you begin to realize and manipulate this wonderful phenomenon. Jesus knew very well the power of cause and effect when he said that you would not be tempted beyond your ability to avoid the temptation. There would always be an escape route available. If only you were able to realize it and act upon it. It amazes me how many supposedly intelligent people blame the devil for their chronic bad behavior. Some people just like the pleasure they get from what they are doing. Bad choice equal bad behavior. Bad effect or good effect depending on how you look at it. God endowed all of us, well, almost all of us, with a brain capable of judging massive computations and encoding and decoding a continuous stream of sensory data coming in from all directions and at all levels. You are a part of a very complex system that operates in and around many other systems and subsystems, each system with its own multidimensional, multidirectional processing capabilities. In order to be a successful operative within this system, you must have a basic understanding of how it operates. Most humans operate at a very primitive level of awareness and enlightenment. This is due in part to where they are located in this complex social and intellectual system. At any one given moment in time, there are over 6 billion people utilizing trillions upon trillions of brain cell functions, experiencing an overload of external sensory stimulus to create what we call reality. The thinking and processing capabilities of the brain is awesome, not to mention incomprehensible. Most people are out of control because they really don't understand how the brain operates. They are kind of at the mercy of whatever happens. They have the machinery, but they just don't understand how it operates. People like them are usually highly reactive, easy to make mad, closed-minded, temperamental, emotionally unbalanced, manic, spoiled, hateful, unforgiving, destructive, double-minded, and so on. Some are even psychotic, sociopathic. The whole of human creation could be looked at as one massive machine or system with some parts functioning perfectly well, some needing a little tune-up, and still others a major overhaul. Jesus described this system as a tree with branches or a body with its many members. Whatever you want to call it, you are a vital part of it. You can choose to be a major liability or a major benefit. Or carry your own weight or be someone else's baggage. On the right track or the wrong track. It's completely up to you. If you could only see and realize what a vital role you play in this complex system. If you could only believe that everything you do, say, think, feel, and believe has a great effect, a tremendous effect on everyone and everything around you, most of your problems would cease, or at least be diminished. If you need a tune-up, don't be afraid to ask for help. Don't be afraid to reach out. If you think you need a tune-up, then Proverbs is an excellent book to read. It will give you strength, hope, faith, and a new beginning, a new way of thinking, if you believe it and act upon it. Remember, whatever you vividly imagine, ardently desire, and enthusiastically act upon, will come to pass.